I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're wondering what's biting at your local stream or impoundment, well, chances are pretty good one of the answers is going to be catfish. We'll talk about catfishing in West Virginia right after this.
When I first met my husband, I knew I was going to have to learn a little bit about the outdoors. He encouraged me to go to an NWTF Women in the Outdoors event. So I did, and I had a blast. My husband says I have more confidence now. Maybe too much, because sometimes he's at home doing laundry while I'm out with the girls. Women in the Outdoors has taught me how wonderful life in the outdoors can be, and that's something that I'll always cherish.
It doesn't matter what body of water you're fishing in West Virginia, from Summersville Lake to your local farm pond or the Ohio River right down to a stream near your house, there is very likely a catchable population of good catfish there.
Quite a few different types of water bodies and types of fish. I mean, we have lakes, rivers, small impoundments, and flatheads and channel cats and blue cats.
That's Jeff Hansbarger, fisheries biologist with the DNR out of Point Pleasant, and he says the state boasts, as he mentioned, three different types of catfish.
Blue catfish, which we're trying to reintroduce and have been successful in doing so in the larger navigable rivers like the Ohio and the Kanawha, and they're showing up some in some of the surveys that we're doing, and also we have reports from fishermen. And then channel cats and flatheads, which are pretty much common in a lot of our water bodies, and we also stock channel cats into some of our small impoundments for fishermen to catch.
Now, of those three, the most maligned is the flathead. He's a little uglier and often perceived as less desirable, but it's the only one of those that will actually take live or at least fresh bait.
You will occasionally pick one up, but generally they are live bait feeders. You know, people catch them on live bait or something that's been, you know, the very fresh cut bait is something you can use. But they're usually more finicky, if you'd like to say, than the other two.
Most people fish for catfish on the bottom, and that works. But Hansbarger explains there's more than one way to catch a cat.
There are lots of different types of techniques, and that's kind of, I think, part of the fun of angling is that you develop your own technique and kind of your own style. I mean, a lot of people like to fish on the bottom. I fish a lot. I'm stationed here at McClinic, and I fish a lot in the ponds just with the bobber, with cut bait. And some people fish on the bottom with a river rig like you're talking about. And even in some places, you can throw lures like spinners and pick up catfish at certain times.
And some of those catfish get really big.
There are some trophy catfish out there. I mean, we've seen them at tournaments and also in our surveys, flatheads up to 40, 50 pounds, and we hear reports of some even bigger.
Keep in mind, if you're planning to keep a few of those big fish to fry up, there are some consumption advisories in effect for those bottom feeders, particularly on the state's larger rivers, so consult the DNR's website about that. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.